imagine a time of sky blue innocence when everyone agreed that America was great and each family had a reliable breadwinner, the latest appliances, children who were above average, and a rosy outlook on life. In fact, the Cold War was a period of unceasing anxiety in which the lingering shadow of fascism was darkened by another kind of cloud. In my teenage years, due to atomic tests, the radioactive element strontium-90 was found in babies' teeth at 50 times the natural level. Virtually every town had a civil defense warden urging the construction of backyard fallout shelters stocked with canned vegetables, Monopoly boards, and cigarettes. Children in big cities were issued metal tags embossed with their names for identification should the worst happen. Growing older, I followed in my father's footsteps and became a professor. Among my specialties was Eastern Europe, where countries were dismissed as satellites orbiting a totalitarian sun, and where it was widely thought that nothing interesting ever happened and nothing of importance would ever change. Marx's dream of a workers' paradise had degenerated into an Orwellian nightmare. Conformity was the highest good. Informants kept watch on every block. Whole countries lived